Hello, 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 and welcome to the next episode of
Ooh Baby Bible Stories
with G and T.
Yeah.
Yes, this week we are looking at Moses and the burning bush.
While Moses watched the sheep one day, he saw a very strange sight. A bush was burning brightly. It was on fire, all right.
As Moses stepped a little closer, a voice spoke some special words.
Moses, you will be Israel's leader.
This message from God was heard. Moses said he did not speak well and he wouldn't know what to do. God said,
Aaron can be your helper. Trust me, I will be with you. You must lead my people safely from their slavery in Pharaoh's land. I will guide you and protect you.
The end. So how awesome was that story?
Very awesome. God's promise, right? Yeah.
So not only was God sending Moses to rescue his people.
Yes.
But he would go with Moses.
Yeah.
Right? Literally, this was all part of God's plan, right?
Yeah,
if you remember last week when we looked at Moses, he was supposed to have been killed. He wasn't. Instead, his mom puts together a basket and he floats in the river.
Yeah.
Moses ends up in Pharaoh's house. Why? Because the princess had adopted him.
Yes.
Right? Now, that was part one of God's plan.
Yeah.
Moses would now grow up and God would reveal his part two of the plan. Right? Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's actually interesting seeing, like you said, from growing up to becoming a man who God is choosing to lead the people. And bear in mind, Moses was, to an extent, he was connected to the people by background and by cultural tie, but he's like a foreign man to them. In fact, they know Moses as a leader. And if you look at the ancient Egyptian times, the Egyptian royalty were not necessarily good to their slaves. And so they saw as just this, they probably saw him as a, how can I say, a wicked slave master.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. He was, yeah, they dressed him differently. They classified him differently,
yeah.
Right? But all along, God had a plan. God had chosen him from birth. And as we watch Moses grow, we see how God's plan unfolds.
Yes.
It's amazing. Isn't that the same in our lives?
Yeah.
As we grow, we start seeing God's purpose and his plan for our lives.
Yeah, and this also should tell you, so do not worry about wherever you are right now or whatever that is going on in your life.
Yeah.
Just keep on praying and keep on following God, and eventually there'll be light at the end of the tunnel.
There's always light. There's always light. It says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you.
Yeah.
Right? That's how awesome God we serve. So that is it from us.
From G.
And T. Bye. Bye.
Forget to come back for more Bible stories every single week. Let your mommy and daddy help you to go to www.activefm.co.za. See you next week. Bye.